On the other side, Ross said that Max, one of my friends, who's going to another school, has a Mighty Mouse lunchbox. And I wondered if we could get one of those, one of them for me.
And Marky.
And Marky? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Why should we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think Max would think? What about Max? Would he be happy? You sure? Maybe he only wants, maybe he doesn't want anybody else to have one. What?
Because.
He might get confused.
No, he won't.
Sure.
No, he won't.
What? What if they look just the same? If they look just the same, how are you going to know which one's yours? For example, Ross, let me show you what I mean. Are there any other kids that have Empire Strikes Back lunch boxes? There are? Who else has one?
Billy.
Do you ever get confused which one is yours?
No.
How do you know which one is yours?
And my inside is clean.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes it easy. Now, is this the new Billy or the old Billy?
The old Billy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the old boy.
And is he playing with you still?
No, he's not there.
He's not there anymore. I see. Okay.
Dad, do you like Marky?
Uh-huh. Do you want some food, Mark? Want some food?
On the other side.
Do you like him?
Hot, Mark.
Better.
You want to eat?
Max.
You want to eat some bread? Want bread?
I like yours.
Want bread?
I like them both.
This was in my room. He wasn't supposed to be in here because I'm working. And I told him, you know, you're supposed to get out. And he started to go out the door and he said, you know, that wasn't very nice to say. And I said, it wasn't. He said, yeah, you're supposed to say, please get out of my room. And I said to him, yeah, you're right, Ross. Oh, today is April 20th. Marky was pushing Ross into me on the bed, and then thereby pushing me off the bed. And Ross said, Marky, stop it. You're pushing Daddy off the bed while you're pushing me off the bed.
Pushing me off the bed.
It was by pushing me, you're pushing Daddy off the bed.
You pushing me off the bed.
Mm-mm. Mark, you said, I'm pushing, and Ross said, you were pushing him and me off the bed.
And me off the bed, too.
Ross wants to have his table call. You said, can I have the other one, please? And I didn't answer anything. You said, say yes. And I didn't say anything. He said, can I have it? And goblins and Count Dracula and Frankenstein and werewolves, and we asked them, what do they do in there? He said, they creep in there.
And werewolves.
Ross, and do they do what? You're inside your head, right?
Yeah.
And
they go down in. They go down.
Yeah.
They go down here.
Down where?
Can
you tell me?
Go down your legs?
Uh-huh.
They jump out.
They jump out, and then do they really scare you?
Yeah. No.
Are they?
No, then they go into my dream.
Into your dream, okay.
Okay.
And what happens in your dream? What do they do? What kinds of things do they do?
I dream, and then I get scared.
I see. And which is the worst one? Which one? Who's the meanest of all? One that really scared you.
Werewolf.
Werewolf. Wow.
And Frankenstein.
And Frankenstein, I believe it. They're pretty horrible. But they won't really hurt you, will they?
No.
It's just a dream, right?
Right.
Are they fun to dream like that?
Uh-huh.
Right.
They jump out my toes.
Right, they jump out of your toes, and then you get scared, and that is fun, right?
And then I go on up here in my feet.
Right.
So they start up in your head, and they go down your body and jump out your toes,
and
then they fly back up into your head and make a dream.
Well, he can see them then.
Mm.
Can you see them, Ron?
They're inside.
Oh, I see. Well, you know they're there?
Yeah.
I see. And what else is in the dream besides the monsters?
The people.
Uh-huh.
The
fairy people.
The monsters. The Count Dracula, the witch. The Frankenstein, and
then
the ghost.
What about the ghost? Are they in your dream?
Nope.
Any Muppets? Are there any Muppets or any cows?
Are you in your dream?
Hobbit.
You're not in your dream?
Hobbit.
Hobbit?
But you know what?
What? What?
Mighty Mouse be on
today?
We missed him. He was on earlier.
Guess not. You want to go down and see what's on?
Sure.
You do? Okay, come
on. We had our TV set installed for a different type of cable system. Now the buttons that select the channels don't work. Only the volume and the on-off switch does. And Ross thinks that since the buttons that select channels don't work, the volume also doesn't. And he complained, I can't hear it. In other words, Daddy, I need you to fix it. And I said, Ross, just press the buttons that turn it up and off. And he did, and so it worked. But he thought that because the buttons that change the channels don't work, the volume wouldn't either. Ross got a new Star Wars toy. He said, you know which one's ugliest? The worst of all? It's interesting, because in a way that's an error, but really it's grammatical construction, too. Because it's got like dash, dash, the worst of all. Anyway, it's Snaggletooth is the worst one. That's the one he was trying to point me to. He wanted me to look at it. So he says, you know which one is ugliest, the worst of all? Instead of just saying, this one's the ugliest, the worst of all. He uses this structure now. You know which one? To get my interest. Ross was accused of hitting his brother, and actually his brother had bit him, and we accused him of doing something to provoke it. And then Ross said, I tell you, I did nothing. I did not do anything. This was in defense of himself. And I said, well, maybe you did something. He said, no, Daddy, I told you, I did nothing. Oh, Ross, he got out of my room. He said, oh, that makes me sad. And I said, why? He said, because I don't like it.
I don't like it.
That's just it. But this is all that makes me sad. It's sort of a new gambit on his part. Ross said, I want to listen to something. And I said, you tell me what it is before I go in there. And he said, I'll tell you when we go in there. And I said, no, I want to hear it right now. Go ahead. What is it going to be?
It's a special thing.
I want to hear what the name of it is. Before I go in there, I've got to know what it is. That's what you want to listen to. Ross dropped the gun for his little Snaggletooth Star Wars toy. And he said, it's okay, Dad. It's easy to find. As far as I know, that's the first use of easy to something.
He said, what's it about? I said, the tiger hunt. What's that about? Ross said, it's all about tigers. And Ernie goes down a path. And there are mosquitoes that you have to slap. That's the very first part. Did I say you said it's really fun? That was quite a lot of enthusiasm there. Pip. Yeah, what's the tiger hunt about?
About, who's the myth that comes on?
Hmm? Oh, is it about Ernie?
It's about this.
Yeah.
It's about Ernie. It's really fun. And when you cry, and when you pass the elephant, you climb up a tree, and you hear a voice.
There's a big striped thing?
It's the tiger run!
The tiger run, yeah.
Ross, I told Ross that as soon as you finish the puzzle, as soon as you finish that one, I'll give you another one, right? And Ross, then after about 3 minutes, Ross finished his chicken puzzle and came in to me and said, I finished it. In other words, time for you now to give me the other puzzle, right? And then he looked at me. I was in the shower and I just washed my hair. And he said, what did you say to me?
You don't look like you used to.
You don't look like you used to. That's right. You don't look like you used to. Your curls are out, right?
Are in.
Well, you said your curls are out. You mean like they're all gone. Now you said your curls are in. Are they in or out?
In.
Or gone?
Gone.
They're gone. Uh-huh. Which one's best?
Gone.
Okay. And,
You know what, Dad?
Yeah. And then he said to me, when we went to the store...
And,
now, tell me a story about the store.
And, I showed Mommy something. There were superhero people.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
We got
to hear. Yeah, what else? That's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. We got food. What kind of food? Oh, you went to the store with Mama?
Yeah.
You guys all went to the store?
Yeah.
You and Mark, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, now, who wants to... No, Mark, you want to do a new puzzle?
Yeah.
We're going to do Superman now, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, just come here. Ross said, Marky's going to break... I said, Marky's being bad. And I said, why? He said, he's breaking my Darth Vader case. And I said, you can't break the Darth Vader case. And Mary said, oh, yes, you can. And Ross said, yeah, you can break it right here because it has a white spot. It'll break if you stand on it. So then he showed me what he meant is the crack where the two halves of the Darth Vader case sit together. Will that break if you fit it together, Ross? If you step on it?
Yeah,
Daddy. Well, where will it break?
Right.
Just tell me. Uh-huh. What kind of part?
Right here.
On the hinge. That's called the hinge, huh?
On the hinge.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then you
won't
be able to close it.
You won't be able to close it anymore, I said, Ross, I'm going to put your tape recorder down here because at night time you usually have me do it. That is, you usually have me turn it over. And he said, no, I usually have myself do it. In other words, I usually do it myself. Notice that there's a discrepancy there between doing something yourself and having another person do it. Actually, you do have yourself do it in a funny way. Ross says, something about baby. He wanted to know why we had baby aspirin. I said we had two types of aspirin. And he said, yeah, one to suck on and one to chew. And I said, yeah. He said, how come you don't never give me the one to suck on? How should you say that, Ross? What's the right way to say that?
Why didn't you never give me the suck on?
No, that's not the right way. You want to say it right?
Yeah.
Why don't you ever give me the one to suck on?
Why don't you ever give me the one to suck on?
Because we will give it to you. I will give it to you. But
now?
No, later. Then you need some more. Okay? Okay.
Ross looked at my drawer and felt wanted me to wear a pair of socks, and I said, why don't you wear your heart socks? And I said, because there's only one. I lost the other one. And he said, I think you're going to have to buy some more. I'm going to show Mom. I think we're going to have to buy some more. Oh, that's right. Well, there must be another one. You show Mom and maybe she can find out where the other one is. That's right. He said, I think we're going to have to buy you some more. Those were socks that they got to me because they liked me. Ross said, I wish I doesn't have a car.
I get it.
Oh, right. So I wish I didn't have a car. Because when you're four, you get a car. And Ben, who doesn't have a car, right? That's Ben, who's seen it on TV. No, I don't have a car. Sometimes I do, but right now I feel fine. You'll feel fine when you go to... We should take you to the doctor and he'll fix you, okay?
No.
You sure? You might be sick, Ross.
No, I will not.
Okay. Now, are you trying to stay alive?
Yes.
And who else is trying to stay alive?
Everybody.
Ross went through this thing and all... And Mommy's trying to stay alive and Marcy's trying to stay alive. And all our friends in California are trying to stay alive. And all our cousins, he said, in California. All our cousins in California are trying to stay alive.
Like Eric.
Like Eric. What about Eric?
He doesn't have a car.
He doesn't? No?
And he doesn't want to
keep alive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dad.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Eric sometime.
Sometime and play with him some more?
Yeah, I'm sure. My Furby book.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he could come out here and visit with us.
No.
No?
I want his underwear.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have more?
No, just his. Yeah, more.
He has more than you do?
Mm.
Huh? What kind does he have?
Things that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
The thing can turn into a wing, and he can turn into a rock,
uh-huh.
And the thing can turn into anything.
Oh, wow.
So you know who I am?
Who?
The thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing.
Oh, I see. At the same time, huh?
Yeah.
That's very good. Okay, would you like to get off? I tickled Ross's bottom and said, and he said, all right. He said, that was not a tickle. I told Ross that, boy, that sure was a lot of work. I was referring to running around the house. He said, sure it was. Yeah, it sure was. No, he said, sure it was. Yeah, sure was. Instead of saying, it sure was, he said, sure it was. Which, of course, was inappropriate because he wasn't denying me. He was affirming it, so he should have said, it sure was. And then I said, oh, Ross, you didn't tell me about that nice little belt you had. Oh, this is all April 27th, by the way. Ross, you didn't tell me that nice little belt you had. And he said, yeah, I told you. And I said, can you get some of those for big people? And he said, no, just for kids. Kids like them better. And then I said, oh, that's too bad. I can't have it. He said, but, Dad, you can have it for your Machi Chi. Right?
You can put it tight.
He said, I can put it tight on my Machi Chi. And my Machi Chi is the little monkey that Ross gave me. So he's saying, that's one, even though you can't wear it yourself, Dad, you can at least put it on your Machi Chi.
Can I get your Machi Chi?
So I put the belt on my leg, and Ross said, hey, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. You look like that girl on TV, on Spider-Man with the Amazing Friend.
You look like Peanut, the jungle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oops, it's falling off. It's going to fall off.
But I'm going to do something.
Okay. Put it on up. Smart. Put it back up. That's smart, Ross. Good job. Good. Okay. Good.
Let's go.
Okay, now Daddy gets to rest a second. You guys go. Ross was waiting for me to come play with him, and he said, you're taking me too long to wait. And what he meant is, you're making me wait too long. Or you're taking too long and making me wait. What?
For my
Pop-up book. Star Wars pop-up book. Okay, now. We were watching Treasure Island a little earlier, and I said, Long John Silver
was a bad man. Not really. He wasn't as bad as some of the other men. And Ross said, yeah, because he made that little boy his friend. In other words, Ross, which is really, I mean, Ross did a very good job of understanding Treasure Island. And he said the reason Long John Silver wasn't as bad as the others was because he was friend with the little boy. And no one told him this. This is clear that he had understood the basic story of Long of Treasure Island. Ross said, you know what would be really great? Ross said, hey, I got a great idea. I'm going to call the Smurf doctors and they'll fix him. This was something was wrong with one of the animals. And he said, or the animal doctors. Which one do we want, the Smurf doctors or the animal doctors? And I said, oh, either one. And he said,
yeah.
Okay, I'll get the Smurf doctors. Asked Ross to show me the donkey, promised the puppy that he would go in the closet. And Ross showed it quite correctly. The donkey said to the puppy, I'll, you know, this is what Ross did. He said, I promise you I'll go in the closet. And he took the donkey and put him in the closet. So it looks like Ross understands promise just fine.
I'm going to take him out.
Okay, you're going to take him out? I repeated that test a couple more times with other animals. I tried the camel and the dog.
Get out!
Tried it without that. I promised him to go in the closet. He was right every time. He always had the correct subject of promise.
Get out the closet!
Marky said, Ross, I said, oh, I had to try to fix the ad-at because it was falling apart. And Ross said, forget about the ad-at. And I said, why? He said, because Mommy's going to fix it. She's going to glue it together. Ross was trying to get Marky to put on underoos on top of his head. And he said to Marky, want to be bad guys? And Marky said, yeah. And Ross said, then put these on.
Put me on top,
Marky said. Put me on top. Put it on top of me.
That's
what he meant to say. That's a mark. Good job, Mark. Okay, now, you bad guys ready to go to bed?
No, wait, no.
Are you going to sleep up top?
No.
You going to sleep up top with Ross?
No.
Why not? Why not, Mr.
Dad, don't worry. I can sleep on myself. I'm a guy.
You're a guy.
I'm a good guy.
You're a good guy. You're a good guy, too. You're a good guy.
I'm a good guy.
You guys are really something. Mm-hmm. How do you know you're the good guy?
We're bad guys.
No, you're cute. You're the cute guy.
That's right.
No, go on up top and that and top and have a special
That's
meeting.
Right.
No, have a gang meeting up top.
That's right.
No, let's go on have a gang meeting up top. Right, I said we didn't Marky and I had to get under the covers, but Ross didn't because he had all sorts of warm clothes on. He said, yeah, I have all sorts of furries. Smart of me. Right, Ross?
Mm-hmm.
What's smart of me? He said, smart of me. That's all he said.